China, Muslim voters could tank 2024 election for Joe Biden over Israel. By Francis Martel on November 7, 2023. The Chinese state-run propaganda outlet Global Times suggested in an article on Monday that President Joe Biden could lose the 2024 election if Muslims in crucial swing states do not vote for him over his administration's words in support of Israel. The Beijing mouthpiece claimed that mounting disappointment and fury on the American left against Biden for not condemning Israel following Hamas's atrocious terrorist attack against the country could result in Biden losing support from critical Arab American and Muslim populations in swing states. In a self-serving analysis on Sunday, the Global Times suggested that the most sincere and effective way to win back radical leftist pro-Hamas voters would be for Biden to support a resolution at the UN Security Council calling for a ceasefire. A ceasefire resolution is a political move that China, as the current president of the Security Council, has called a top priority during its leadership term. A Security Council meeting on Monday that reportedly centered on a debate between calling for a ceasefire or a pause resulted in no significant progress. Though Arab Americans and other Muslims make up a small part of the electorate in the U.S., their population is growing, and these voters can be a critical voting bloc in tight elections, the Global Times observed on Monday, citing pro-regime Chinese experts. If more Muslims in crucial swing states make the decision to vote against Biden, the outcome of the 2024 election will not be what Biden wants to see, the outlet warned. The Global Times conceded that Biden is unlikely to lose radical leftist and Muslim votes to his likely opponent, former President Donald Trump, as Trump governed with a strong pro-Israel and anti-jihad stance, but those voters may choose not to vote at all. Progressive forces, left-wingers and Muslim voters will be angry at Biden. But considering Donald Trump and his supporters are much more extreme in supporting Israel, letting Trump win will absolutely not serve their demand of calling for the U.S. to help Palestine, sick. Biden offered a statement of support to Israel and visited shortly after the October 7 attack, declaring that his administration would not stand by and do nothing again in the face of the mass slaughter of men, women, and children at the hands of the genocidal Hamas terrorist organization. October 7, which was a sacred Jewish holiday, became the deadliest day for the Jewish people since the Holocaust, Biden said during a solidarity visit to Israel in late October. It has brought to the surface painful memories and scars left by a millennium of anti-Semitism and the genocide of the Jewish people. The world watched then, it knew, and the world did nothing. We will not stand by and do nothing again. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. The October 7 attack, which Hamas refers to as the Al-Aqsa Flood, was a mass murder of at least hundreds of people conducted by terrorists going door-to-door in residential communities, opening fire on a crowded music festival, and torturing random civilians. Evidence left in the aftermath of the attack indicated that Hamas terrorists tortured and killed children in front of their parents, in some cases leaving decapitated bodies of babies and children with knives stuck in their bodies. Some terrorists filmed themselves beating and spitting on the bodies of those killed. About 250 victims are believed to still be held hostage in Gaza, which Hamas controls, at press time. What you need to know: horror of the Hamas terror attack on civilians at Kibbutz Be'eri in Israel. While Biden offered a stern condemnation of the terrorist attack during his visit to Israel, he has since softened his stance, comparing the war Israel declared on Hamas to the unrelated Russian invasion of Ukraine, joking that jihadists should learn how to shoot straight after a stray rocket fired by Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ, terrorists hit a Gaza hospital, and telling a transgender rabbi during an event in November that he supports a pause in the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, operation against Hamas. Biden's call for a pause, which he has attempted to distinguish from a call for a ceasefire, has outraged radical leftist supporters of Hamas. During a rally in Washington, D.C., on November 4, protesters denounced Genocide Joe for insufficiently condemning Israel, chanting slogans such as "Biden, Biden, you can't hide. You signed off on genocide and death to Israel." The protesters also defaced the Israeli embassy in Washington with anti-Semitic graffiti. Watch: absolutely massive pro-Palestinian protest in D.C. A survey published on Sunday by radical leftist publication The New York Times found Trump leading Biden in five of six battleground states, where polls are expected to be close, and losing support among non-Caucasian ethnic groups. Another recent report by Politico reported that concerns are mounting among major donors and Democrats close to the White House that a lack of enthusiasm among left-wing voters could potentially hurt Biden's chances of re-election. The Global Times observed what it called a slight change in Biden administration rhetoric on Israel, shifting away from supporting Israel's right to defend itself from terrorists to emphasizing calls for a big pause benefiting Hamas. The Chinese state newspaper credited mounting pressure from U.S. voters and the international community for this change, condemning Biden for his limited sincerity and effectiveness on the issue, as indicated by the change in stance. The adjustment by the U.S. is driven by its demand to preserve its global hegemony. And the Biden administration will not stop military and economic assistance to Israel, the Global Times concluded. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.